Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Let me start off today by saying welcome to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and I told you listeners last week on this show that the New England Patriots were going to lose to the Tennessee Titans. Bolds jumped out there, said it. Jason Bishop said I'd lost my mind on the radio last week, but I'm sitting here today. The dynasty's over in New England. Now, you can go ahead.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Glad you're tuning in. We'll get to our Twitter questions of the week shortly. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're also on Facebook Live. If you're fortunate enough to be friends with myself or Kip on Facebook, that's where you'll find us. Number one sports show in the state. And I don't recall saying that the New England Patriots were not going to lose that game. What I recall saying...
You said...
No. Don't put words... See, this is what you do. Don't put words in my mouth. What I said was I was not ready to envision the New England Patriots as a team that would go out in the first round. I wasn't ready to do that yet with them. I never said they wouldn't lose.
Well, I said they were going to lose. Okay, you can sit up here with all this political spin doctor stuff and all. I can tell you've been watching a lot of C-SPAN this week, but that's okay. I said the New England Patriots were losing last week, and what happened? Boom, end of story. Next topic.
All I said was I was not ready to view the Patriots as a team that would lose in the first round. I didn't say they wouldn't lose. I said I wasn't ready to view them that way.
You have a history of spinning topics. You know,
I'm quoting myself.
You're not going to quote because nobody's no management threw away the tape from last week. So nobody's going to go back and do the research to prove that you were wrong. They listen to the show. They know you're wrong every week about something.
Speaking of lip service and spinning things, Jameis Winston.
I know the areas that I'm highly successful at. I know I'm confident in my abilities, so I know I'm a ball. And I threw a lot of touchdowns here, too, and for a lot of yards. You look at my numbers, I'm balling.
But you threw 28 picks last year, Jameis.
31 touchdowns, 28 interceptions, over 5,000 passing yards.
28 picks, and you've been in the league how long now? 6-7 years? That's what rookies do, throw that many picks. 28 picks.
I want you to listen to this one more time, because through this interview, he keeps getting asked about the interceptions. That's the elephant question in the room. Are you going to be back? Do you think they'll bring you back? Because you threw 28 interceptions, and to your point, Kip, you're not a kid.
No.
You're a seasoned veteran by this point. You shouldn't be throwing those interceptions. That was pretty much 5 minutes of this interview, and his answers, I want you to listen. Because obviously we've got all these answers meshed together and we've taken the reporters out. But just listen to what, and he's serious about this.
I know the areas that I'm highly successful at. I know I'm confident in my abilities, so I know I'm a ball. And I threw a lot of touchdowns here too, and for a lot of yards. You look at my numbers, I'm balling.
He's balling. You do throw some yards. You make games exciting. You throw 30 touchdowns. You threw for a lot of yards. You threw for the most yards in the NFL last year, but you threw 28 interceptions. If you can't protect the football, you're not going to win football games.
Protecting the football is something that LSU and Ohio State, or excuse me, see, I was expecting Ohio State to win that game, and that shocking upset that Clemson pulled on the Buckeyes.
Another wrong prediction from Jason Bishop.
Clemson and Ohio, Clemson and LSU, national championship game. Clemson has won how many straight games, Kip?
29?
29 straight games. They have not lost. Granted, they play in the crappy ACC.
They've won 29 straight football games, and they've beaten good teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, in the playoffs.
Okay.
Because their regular season is filled with Wake Forest and Pitt and Virginia.
You can't help who's in
North
your conference.
Carolina.
I mean, it's not like they play in Memphis and Central Florida and Houston and Cincinnati.
I know, that would be a tougher schedule.
They're not playing teams like that.
That would be a tougher schedule than what they play.
If they were playing that during basketball season, that might be a little tougher.
I want to. Our internet, unfortunately, is down here in the studio today, but if it wasn't, that would be a Twitter question. If Clemson played in the AAC, would they have won 29 straight games? The answer is no.
They probably won 70 straight games by now in the AAC.
No. The AAC is tougher than the ACC.
Clemson would score 80 points on Central Florida.
Who's the next best team in the ACC?
Does it matter now?
And no, it really doesn't, because they're all the same. They're all horrible.
I mean, Virginia lost in the ACC championship game.
Who played a tougher schedule? Let me pose this question to you. You know, like, I deal in facts. I deal in real-world stuff. Who played a tougher schedule, LSU or Clemson? Tell me the answer to that.
LSU probably played the toughest schedule in the history of college football.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, they played five top 10 teams and beaten five top 10 teams this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're battle tested.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson beat an overrated Jason Bishop backed Ohio State team. That's what Clemson has done pretty much this season. Beat Texas A&M, but everybody that had a pulse in the SEC beat Texas A&M. Correct?
Not arguing that.
So, I mean, you were the one in here spouting Ohio State's going to do this, and this. They're going to be like you and I on Monday night. They're going to be tuned in at their home or at a sports bar somewhere, and they're going to be saying, man, what could have been?
I'm taking LSU in that football game. The season that they've had, that Joe Burrow has had, you don't see those seasons but once every generation.
Best season in the history of college football by a quarterback.
Yeah, so I don't think that you have these types of seasons and then lose national championship games when you have them. So because of the season and how good LSU is, I will take LSU to win that game. But 29 straight wins is impressive. Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback, I think, true quarterback prospect
in a long time,
especially heading to the NFL. Don't be surprised if Clemson wins that game. As a matter of fact, I'm backing Clemson.
You're picking Clemson now?
I didn't say I was picking Clemson. I said I'm backing Clemson.
What the heck does that mean?
I'm picking LSU, but I'm backing Clemson.
Oh, man. Here we go with this political BS again. I'm picking LSU to win the football game 38-31.
I'm with you. I am 100% with you on LSU's bandwagon, but I'm backing Clemson.
Whatever that means. Whatever that means, dude.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Guys, congrats. You got through Christmas and New Year's unscathed, but it's not over. Here comes Valentine's Day, the big one. Don't panic. Instead, head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift. No matter your budget, they are here to help. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Jason Bishop. Talk bad mouth the 80s a lot, but listen to what we're coming back with.
I don't pick these bets. I don't pick these rejoins. Management does.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. If Kevin Love loves his teammates, I'd hate to see how he treats people he doesn't like. Next Jags quarterback, Tom Brady. The NFL and the WWE have a contract in which all Saints games are refereed by WWE officials. Matt Rhule, the best coaching name ever. XFL, the ECW of football. Of course teams are stealing signs in Major League Baseball. Why are you still holding up fingers to determine a pitch? It's 2020. The Giants hired Joe Judge as their new coach? Mike McCarthy is going to quickly learn that Dak Prescott is not Aaron Rodgers. The next great Indianapolis Colts quarterback, Jake Fromm. You guys are playing like a bunch of thugs. I mean snails. Apparently, Jameis Winston and the rest of the world has a different definition of balling. Here are two words to make your day better. Baby Yoda. And these are my thoughts.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Greenway Nissan, and by Golden House Pharmacy.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers and online transfers, free delivery to St. Simon's and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time is under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslePharmacy.com, 912-266-2668-140. Golden Isles Pharmacy. Under 5 minutes. That's a big deal, man.
It is a big deal. The NFL playoffs, also a big deal. Minnesota at San Francisco. Tennessee at Baltimore. And again, that Tennessee team putting an end to the Patriots season that I haven't identified New England as a first-round out team. I didn't say they weren't going to lose. You put words in my mouth. Houston at Kansas City and Seattle at Green Bay.
Well, I'm going to pick the Ravens, but I'm going to back the Titans.
You're starting to learn. You're starting to learn.
There you go.
There you go.
I feel like a White House press secretary. I'm going to pick the Ravens, and I'm going to back the Titans. There you go.
That's the way to do it.
Is that good?
That's the Jason Bishop book.
Whatever that means.
That's the Jason Bishop book. Mm. I'll loan it to you if you want to delve deeper into that.
Let me tell you another one. I'm going to pick the 49ers, and I'm not backing the Vikings.
So you think San Francisco, you're not a fan of Minnesota.
I just think they were going to run into a buzzsaw.
Minnesota on the road at San Francisco. San Francisco a 7-point favorite, a full touchdown favorite in that game. By the way, those Tennessee Titans that you like to back are a 10-point dog to Baltimore. That's huge in the NFL.
Did I not call the win last week when nobody said the Titans were going to go in there and win? Did I
nobody.
Not say?
The whole national media was saying that.
You didn't say that.
No, because I
you picked
I don't
the Patriots to win.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I said, what I said was that I was not to the point to where I saw New England as a team that would lose in the first round. I didn't say they would not lose. There's a big difference in what I said and what you're claiming I said.
Okay. All right. So you were backing the Patriots last week but picked the Titans.
I wasn't backing anybody in that game.
Oh, okay.
My pick was that I didn't envision New England as a team to go out in the first round.
Well, they're out in the first round.
That's right.
The Brady era over in New England?
I can't envision that the New England Patriots and Tom Brady will part ways. I can't envision that.
I've read some stories and heard some commentary that Bill Belichick thinks he could win a Super Bowl with Andy Dalton at quarterback.
I can't envision Andy Dalton winning quarterbacks in New England because in fact,
he's about to be out of a job in Cincinnati.
And he's not as good as Tom Brady.
No, there's not any, maybe, ever better than Tom Brady.
Right, I agree. I think Tom Brady's the best quarterback to ever play.
He's the GOAT right now.
Yep. So you're taking San Francisco over Minnesota.
Yep.
You're taking Tennessee to upset Baltimore.
Nope. I said I'm picking the Ravens, but I'm backing. I'm backing the Titans. But don't be surprised. I'll take it a step further like you just did. But don't be surprised if the Ravens win that game. But I'm picking the Ravens to win.
Don't be surprised if the Ravens win that game. But I'm picking the Ravens to win. That's what you just said.
Don't be surprised if the Titans win that game. But I'm picking the Ravens to win.
Houston and Kansas City. Let's just move on from this foolishness.
I'm taking Kansas City.
Seattle and Green Bay.
That's a toss-up game in my mind.
3.5-point favorite, Green Bay at home.
I'm not a big fan.
It's almost a pick 'em game because they're going to get three points at home.
Yeah.
And then they're getting an extra 0.5 point, so really it's a pick 'em game.
I just don't think the Packers have enough offensive playmaker. I'm picking the Seahawks to win that game, but I'm backing the Packers. There you go, mate. See the trend? See what you started? No, I'm picking the Seahawks to win that game.
Okay, so here are my picks. San Francisco is much better than Minnesota. I'll take the 49ers at home. This game will be close, however, because Minnesota is better than what people think they are. Kirk Cousins might be one of the best three quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Tennessee.
I can't even think of a comment to come after that. Next, go to something else.
Tennessee at Baltimore, where the Ravens are a 10-point favorite. Tannehill's had a great resurgence in Tennessee for the Titans. He has made them a playoff team. He has made them a force in the AFC. They ended the Patriots in the first round.
Like I said, they would.
Lamar Jackson is a different animal. The Ravens are a different animal. The Ravens are a better football team than the Patriots. This is another close game. Baltimore won't cover, but they will win. Houston at Kansas City. Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City is a 9-point favorite. Kansas City will not cover, but they will win.
Kansas City is going to win that game by 2 touchdowns. And let me take it a step further. Oh. Kansas City is going to the Super Bowl. Kansas City's winning the AFC. I make predictions on this show. a lot of my predictions come true. You come up with this political spin doctor stuff. I'm going to back somebody. No, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Write it down.
Whatever. That's your word. That's your quote. That's what you say. I'm telling you, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. You can take that advice. You can do whatever you want to do with it. Ball it up, throw it in the trash can, do whatever. Like you threw your drink in the trash can and tried to blame that on me again before the show started on Facebook Live.
The dude threw away my drink again.
Yeah, I watched you throw it in the trash can.
I leave my drink right here on this counter so that, because I'm doing a radio show so that I can wet my throat during the break. And I go before the show starts to grab my drink. It's gone because he came over here and threw it away.
The Kansas City Chiefs are playing the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl in Miami. There you have it.
That's your Super Bowl pick?
That's my Super Bowl pick.
My Super Bowl pick is the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Green Bay Packers. San Francisco ain't beating Green Bay.
Yes, they are.
Back to my picks that was so rudely interrupted. Hijacked.
Didn't hijack them. I'd give a
Seattle,
prediction.
See, there you go. Seattle at Green Bay. Green Bay wins this game in a blowout. They're a 3.5-point favorite. Take this game. Pick Green Bay to cover. Green Bay wins by 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you Southeast Georgia what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825. Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simon's is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, but there's so much more. Happy hour, 4 to 6. Live music, weekend Bloody Mary bar, and don't forget great food. Not to mention Jekyll Brewing's on tap, as well as several local beers. Make sure you don't miss Catch 228 Super Bowl Party. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228, and look for specials on Facebook.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
He beat Notre Dame twice, Florida three times, and Georgia Tech three times. Never lost. Well, he went 3-1 against Auburn.
Yeah.
Okay.
0-2 against Alabama. 0-2 against LSU.
We'll get into this later.
We're back.
We'll get to this later.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by M&B Liquors and by Georgia Sea Grill.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers, which are very good, by the way. And catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Now we get to that little segment where Kip has basically handed the keys of the show and drives us off a cliff, the butthurt segment.
We got the butthurt list this week. Jason Bishop coming in at number 5 this week. They led the whole entire game and fell apart at the end and haven't won a playoff game since 1995. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills. They had Houston beat last week. They beat them up and down the field, and they let Deshaun Watson come back in the fourth quarter. They had it. They were dominating that football game. It was over.
By the way, Deshaun Watson from the state of Georgia.
Yes, he is. Number 4 this week on the butthurt list. They're one game over 500, Jason. Can you guess who they are? The North Carolina Tar Heel basketball team. A blue blood in college basketball who has lost to Georgia Tech, who has lost to Pitt recently in Chapel Hill.
Just like a regular ACC football team.
8-7, I think that's their record. Roy looks lost, looks old on the sidelines. How much longer is Roy going to be in Chapel Hill? Is he going to just hang him up? They're not going to fire him, but do they just kind of, hey, let's just ease you off into retirement? I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think Roy Williams will stay there as long as he wants to. Yeah.
Number 3 on the butthurt list this week, fired by general manager Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. The Dallas Cowboys named Mike McCarthy as their new head coach. The big splash hire that Jerry said they were going to make. And they go out and hire a retread that Aaron Rodgers fired in Green Bay. But you know what? Like you said on the weekend review, he's going to find out quick that Dak Prescott is not Aaron Rodgers.
Nobody's Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Number 2 on the butthurt list this week, and I almost, you really hate to see this. And they're show, around this time every year, they show up on the butthurt list. And I'm talking about the New Orleans Saints. How does one team get so shafted by the NFL officials? Can you explain it to me?
Well, you heard my theory on the weekend review.
Wow. Is there any other team in the history of the NFL that's got shafted more in the playoffs than the New Orleans Saints?
I'm telling you, the WWE sends over officials for Saints games.
Their fans are butthurt. They're angry. And it just keeps happening and happening and happening. The Saints, 13-3 on the season, lose at home to the wild card Minnesota Vikings.
Well, again, they've got Kirk Cousins as their quarterback, who is arguably one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Like I said, you lose at home to Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs. You, Drew Brees. You're the one of the top two or three quarterbacks, you know, debatable of all time, and you lose to the Minnesota Vikings. But number 1 on the butthurt list this week, Jason Bishop's New England Patriots.
Why are they Jason Bishop's? Why are they mine?
I mean, you were carrying the Tom Brady Kool-Aid in here last week. You weren't ready for Tom to have his swan song in New England. I told you it was going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Patriot Nation's hurt this week. They got put out in the first round of the playoffs for the first time since, what, like 2008, 2009? It's been a long time since the Patriots bowed out this early. It's over in New England. It's time to move on. It's time to bring in Andy Dalton or somebody to get to try to reclaim some glory there.
How many times do you think Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have heard that exact phrase? Oh, it's over in New England. How many times do you think they've heard that?
I think it's over this time.
How many times do you think they've heard that?
They've probably heard it quite a bit.
Okay.
I mean, I did not mean to get under your skin with this segment, knowing that you're one of these front runner fans. You jump on the teams. You're a bandwagon jumper. Lakers, Patriots. I mean, that's what you do. You attach yourselves to these teams that have had some success, and when they have some failures, then you try to distance yourselves. That's why I'm here. I bring the accountability measure to this show, and I'm going to keep reminding you of these missteps that you make frequently.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Belinda Thomas Realty and by Catch 228.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's Island, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give them a call at 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Jake Fromm's either going to end up in one of three places. He's either going to end up in Carolina, he's going to end up in Tampa, or he's going to end up in Indianapolis.
Say that again.
Jake Fromm's going to end up in one of three places. He's either going to end up in Carolina, he's going to end up in Tampa, or he's going to end up in Indianapolis. One of those three.
So you're saying Jake's going to be a first-round pick.
That's what I'm telling you. He had better be for his own good, because if he slips past those three teams there in the middle of the draft, it'll be a long time before another quarterback's called.
Jameis is balling in Tampa. He's not going to Tampa. Okay. Indy could be a place for him.
Well, the thing about Indianapolis is I believe they just signed, or not just signed, but early in the season, they signed Jacoby Brissett to an extension. But in the NFL, that doesn't really mean much. And let's be honest, Brissett did not play well the second half of the season.
You know where Jake Fromm's going to wind up. Something's going to happen.
I just told you.
Something's going to happen, and Jake's going to fall to the New England Patriots. And they're going to bring Jake in, and they're going to recapture that magic. See, I'm going to pull a page out of your playbook here.
Okay.
They're going to recapture that magic with Jake Fromm in New England and go on a big Super Bowl run again.
20-year run?
Yeah, because Jake, you know, he's according to you and others, the most decorated quarterback in Georgia football history.
That's not according to me. That is actual fact.
I mean, he had a good career. Had a great career at Georgia. He didn't win a national championship.
Three SEC East championships, one SEC crown, three SEC championship game appearances, a Rose Bowl win, a Sugar Bowl win, two Sugar Bowl appearances, a national championship game appearance, three wins over Florida, three wins over Georgia Tech, two wins over Notre Dame. What are we doing here?
I mean, if you're an Auburn fan, if you're a Florida fan, Georgia Tech, I mean, Jake went 12-1 against those teams. Jake had a good career.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you Southeast Georgia what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simons Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Guys, congrats. You got through Christmas and New Year's unscathed, but it's not over. Here comes Valentine's Day, the big one. Don't panic. Instead, head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift. No matter your budget, they are here to help. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
I really do. I think George Pickens is going to have a monster year next season for the University of Georgia, and he's going to win that award that they give to the best wide receiver in the country, the Biletnikoff
Award, named after Fred Biletnikoff. You wouldn't understand that. That
Who's Fred Biletnikoff? Explain it to me.
He's a Hall of Fame. Well, I don't know. Biletnikoff, he's probably in the Hall of Fame. I got to look that up. But he's a Hall of Fame receiver for the Oakland Raiders. One of the better receivers probably in the 1970s. He was up there pretty high.
I thought he was some Russian during the Cold War.
No, that's Baryshnikov. I mean, you know that. You watch ballet and stuff like that. You should know that. Don't act like you don't know. Come on, man.
Baryshnikov.
You watch it? Yeah.
Baryshnikov.
You go to the ballet all the time, man. We got some sponsors. There's a boat cranking up outside the studio.
That's mine.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Nat's Landing, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Sea Palms Coastal Realty.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires, Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 North Street, does more than just tires, brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service, period. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Biletnikoff.
Yes.
How long have they been giving that award out for?
I don't know how long they've been giving. It's been a few years now. I don't know when they named it after him.
Why did they name it after a dude that played receiver in Oakland?
I mean, he was a great player at Florida State, too.
Oh, he played at Florida State?
Back in the 60s.
So he didn't play football in Russia?
No. No, he just played before you started walking this earth, which in your mind makes him not up to par. because you have this mentality that only people that play in this day and time measure up to as all-time greats.
Have you seen the numbers for the old school NBA guys as far as 3 points go? 3-pointers?
They didn't even have a 3-point line until like the 1980s.
Yeah, like I saw some ridiculous statistic or heard it that Larry Bird led the league in 3-pointers 1 year with 33.
That was probably, but I mean, I don't know. I hadn't seen that stat. I don't know.
Larry Bird is regarded as one of the best 3-point shooters of all time in the NBA, and he led the league 1 year with 33 threes.
Name some players today that you think are better shooters than Larry Bird.
Steph Curry, Klay Thompson.
I'll give you Steph. I won't give you Klay.
Trae Young.
No, you've lost your ever-loving mind.
J.J. Redick.
Absolutely not.
Ray Allen.
No.
Better shooters than Larry Bird. Their numbers say they are.
Really?
They've made, yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Ask all the people that actually have some NBA pedigree, and ask them if any of those players that you mentioned, ask them can they tote Larry Bird's jock.
Family show.
I mean, you have to wear that if you play in professional sports. But...
Georgia's in trouble come quarterback. They've lost their number one most decorated quarterback of all time, the best quarterback that's ever played at the University of Georgia. He's gone to the NFL. So now they're left holding the bag, trying to fill it out. And so here are their options. They've got Carson Beck coming in from Jacksonville. He's going to be a true freshman. Are you comfortable doing that? You've got Dwan Mathis, who didn't play. He's on the Georgia roster. He didn't play last year at all because he had a brain cyst removed. Now, Kip will tell you in a minute that he's been cleared for contact, but you're still talking about a kid that had a brain cyst removed. Like, I'm not trying to knock the kid. I want him to play if that's what he wants to do, but if I'm him and I have a brain cyst removed, I don't know that I'm playing football. And then Kip will tell you also in a moment that there's some kid coming in from Wake Forest that's supposed to be good, but at the end of the day, the kid went to Wake Forest. Which tells you something from the jump. So I think Georgia's in trouble.
I think Georgia's quarterback room doesn't look too bad right now.
They need Chase Bryce from Clemson.
No, they don't. They do not need Chase Bryce from Clemson.
I am officially putting that.
They absolutely do not
Chase,
need
Chase, transfer to Georgia.
Do not need him. They're good. I mean, the Newman kid will be a bridge guy for next year. And then Mathis or Beck will take over in 2021. Georgia quarterback situation, in my mind, is pretty good. And Georgia's going to have an element. If they go Newman, Mathis, or even Beck, all these guys are good athletes, and they can pull on in the RPO game and run the football. That's something Georgia did not have in their offense this year and something they badly needed.
Newman is a grad transfer, so he'll play right away. The odd thing about him is he's much like Joe Burrow. He's got 2 years of eligibility despite him being a grad transfer student. So there's a possibility, you're talking about him being a bridge quarterback for 1 year. There's a chance that he might be there for two, because I don't really see Jamie Newman declaring for the NFL draft after this season.
He's a redshirt junior this year, so I think he's only got one more year.
Two.
We'll see. I think the articles I read said he had 1 year, but we'll confirm that.
I'm 100% certain he's got 2 years.
Okay.
100%.
All right.
2 years of eligibility.
100% certain.
And so what you've got is you've got Jamie Newman with 26 touchdowns, 11 picks, over 2,800 yards, over 570 yards rushing with 6 touchdowns in the ACC. Remember the last time an ACC quarterback transferred into Georgia? He went by the name of Grayson Lambert.
Oh,
how'd
so
that turn out?
You're going to bring that. Oh, he did set a completion record against South Carolina 1 year with like 25 completions in a row.
It's not hard to do when you're throwing 5-yard passes because you can't throw the ball down the field.
I see where you're going with this. I mean, you're sitting here, you're trying to beat up on Georgia now. But that's okay.
I'm not trying to beat up on Georgia. I'm being real with you right now.
Georgia, I have a great defense next year. Wide receiver room has been restocked with some young talent, and George Pickens developing into the monster that he is.
He's going to be a monster.
Offensive line regardless of losing Cade Mays. I mean, they've recruited well at the position. They're good there. I think running back's going to be a strength next year with Kendall Milton coming in. And Zeus getting back all of his cutting, his elusiveness and things like that. I think they'll be good at running back. The question's going to be, can somebody step in at quarterback and, you know, produce?
See, that's what I've been waiting for. I've just been waiting for some reality.
Yeah.
For you to talk some reality, and finally I get it. The question is somebody going to be capable of stepping in for Jake Fromm and playing as well as Jake Fromm has for the University of Georgia to be able to continue this upper-level success that they've had in college football during the Jake Fromm era?
They're going to be successful next year. You're going to be surprised.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you, Southeast Georgia, what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Yes.
That ain't bad. That's not bad. It's good stuff, man. And then you had to go there.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, by Georgia Farm Bureau, and by Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call at 912-265-9175.
What is your name?
I told you.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
That was Chris Jericho's debut with the WWE.
One of the more iconic wrestling moments in history, I believe. Yeah.
That was a good deal.
Yeah.
Because when he came out, Jericho, he rocked the house. I mean, the people were fired up. And then he busted up a rock promo, and then it went from there.
Twitter questions of the week from last week. I'll update those. Who would you rather have play third base, Josh Donaldson or Chris Bryant? 57% of our listening audience says Chris Bryant at third base over Josh Donaldson. Is Ohio more of a Midwest state, a Northeast state, or Kip's new geographical zone that he created last week, the Forbidden Zone?
The Forbidden Zone.
57% of our listening audience says Midwest, 29% Northeast, and 14% of our listening audience categorizes Ohio in the Forbidden Zone. And finally, were you stunned by the Clemson upset of Ohio State? 86% of our listening audience says no.
Only you and the other 14% that were drinking that Buckeye Kool-Aid were stunned, I guess. I don't know.
Josh Donaldson was originally offered a 2-year deal by the Atlanta Braves for $50 million, 25 a year.
Josh is 34.
34 years old. Josh said, no, I don't want to sign a 2-year deal. Other teams jumped into the fray. They offered him 3 years. So he goes back to Atlanta and says, I've got these 3 years offers. Atlanta says, okay, we'll give you a third year. We'll give you 3 years, $75 million. The Nationals then get involved, and they offer Josh Donaldson a 4-year contract from somewhere around $100 million. So he goes back to the Braves, says, I need a 4-year deal. Then the Twins give him offer a 4-year deal. The Rangers offer him a 4-year deal. Finally, Atlanta, after holding to their guns, they buckle and they say, we'll give you a 4-year deal, but it won't be for $100 million. We'll give you between $90 and $95 million. Josh Donaldson has said all along, if the Braves offer was close to his top offer, he would sign with Atlanta. Well, there's his top offer from the Nationals, 4 years, $100 million. The Braves are offering 4 years, $90, $95 million. That's pretty close. He still hasn't signed, and this comes out yesterday. Josh Donaldson's agent has now reached out to the Dodgers to try to get them involved in the fray because Josh Donaldson has decided he wants $110 million for 4 years. Move on, Braves.
Yeah, I mean, you paid the guy $23 million last year. Pretty much offered him a 4-year deal, pretty much at the same money. And, yeah, what's up with that? I mean, you're 34 years old. You don't see 37, 38-year-old third baseman in Major League Baseball.
Not productive.
No, so come on, dude. Don't be greedy. I mean, the Braves gave you a chance last year when nobody else really.
Nobody would.
Yeah, so, and you came in, and to your credit, you had a great year. Had a fantastic year batting, you know, in a lineup that had Ronald Acuna Jr. and Freddie Freeman. So, you know, people had to pitch to you. So you had a good year, but now you want $110 million?
And this is getting ridiculous. You know, yeah. Before it was, no, I don't want to do 2 years. Oh, I want a fourth year. Oh, well, now I want $110 million for four. I mean, come on, man. At what point does this stop?
I mean, what's that, $27 million a year?
Spring training is getting awfully close.
Yeah, pitchers and catchers report next
February.
Month.
February, yeah.
So I expect this to continue to drag out until the whole Chris Bryant thing gets settled.
If I'm Atlanta, I'd just make the deal for Chris Bryant and move on. The Nationals, if you want him for $100 million, that's fine. 2 years from now when he's hitting 11 home runs for you and he can't stay on the field, talk to me then.
Yeah, it's going to be, and the Braves, in my mind, our third base is the missing piece of the puzzle right now for a World Series run.
I think they're at least a bat away, regardless of where it comes from. I agree.
Camargo can jump in and play third base as a stopgap, but still you got to address the position.
Without Jake Fromm at quarterback for Georgia next year, they open in Atlanta on September the 7th against Virginia. They'll win that. East Tennessee State, that's a W. They go to Tuscaloosa to play Alabama. They'll take the L there.
That's a toss-up game.
Okay. Louisiana Monroe, win. Vandy, win. Auburn, toss-up, but I'll give them the W. At Missouri, W. They'll go down to Jacksonville and lose to the Gators. South Carolina, at South Carolina, revenge game. They win. Tennessee, win. At Kentucky, win. Georgia Tech, another W. Georgia goes 10-2 next season and finishes second in the SEC East behind the Gators.
So let me go back. You tried to slip this in. You picked Georgia to lose in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Why?
They don't have Jake Fromm at quarterback. They don't have a proven dude at quarterback. They're not going to have an elite national championship type caliber guy playing quarterback.
And Florida does.
Georgia doesn't have
an elite quarterback
playing at that national championship caliber like Jake Fromm did.
And Florida didn't lose their top four wide receivers. Florida didn't lose their top two running backs who couldn't get a yard on fourth down in Jacksonville this past year. Their offensive line
We don't know if they could have gotten that yard because he threw the football, didn't even give him a chance.
Their offensive line is suspect. And they lost their two best pass rushers, and C.J. Henderson, their best corner, declared for the NFL. So how is Florida going to be better in 2020?
DeAndre Swift is gone. Jake Fromm is gone. Two guys that are irreplaceable.
How is Florida going to be better in 2020 with all these losses that I just – and they don't recruit at Georgia's level yet. How are they going to be better? But yet you're going to pick Georgia to lose to Florida and Jacksonville. Why is it? Because of – Big game, Dan.
And at Alabama.
Alabama's Alabama. I mean, you got to go in there and play to beat them guys.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call. 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simons is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, but there's so much more. Happy hour 4 to 6, live music, weekend Bloody Mary bar, and don't forget great food. Not to mention Jekyll Brewing's on tap, as well as several local beers. Make sure you don't miss Catch 228 Super Bowl Party. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228, and look for specials on Facebook.